All right. Good afternoon, guys. Chris Cook, further observation, has a broken arm. I think last night I mentioned it was a wrist, but it's actually a broken arm. So he's going to be out for an extended period of time. And we'll probably end up having to make a move there. We're going to discuss that as the day goes on. But we don't expect to have him back anytime soon. Other than that, injury-wise, we came out pretty good from the ball game. No one else sustained an injury that should keep him out of our next ball game. We're still waiting to learn more about John Carlson. Still hasn't been cleared as of yet. Hopefully we'll get some good news next week when we come back and get back on the field. But nothing new there. Regards to the game, just a tough night all the way around. That wasn't really a phase where we felt like we played well enough to win. And, we got to get back and do some things fundamentally to help us to get back on track so that we can play better. We've got a lot of work ahead of us as a team to play a lot smarter and be able to execute, our assignment so we'll have a chance to be successful. We really got away from a lot of things that have helped us to be successful in previous games. And we got to get back on it and learn from this ball game and get refocused on the things that are necessary to win in our league.
Les, are you looking at IR for Chris?
Yeah, more likely, Mark, where we can bring him back at some point. That's what we'd like to be able to do towards the end of the season.
So, can you switch that to other players, or do you have to designate one player?
Designate one player, yep.
What sort of a recovery time frame do they have on this? You just said kind of we'll be out a while.
He's going to have surgery, so Tim, I'll know for sure once they go in, but they're estimating about 7 to 8 weeks. So,
have you get him back would be for the playoffs? Give me the playoffs.
That would be the only way. We only got 8 weeks left.
Have you met with him? Obviously, it's another season cut short for him, and it's three in a row. Really.
Oh, he's distraught. I mean, it's tough. Yeah.
Was he turning the corner again, just like he was last year? And maybe
he's doing
like
well. I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I thought he was really coming along, and he had a good game yesterday in the time he was out there. He was playing well for us, so it's unfortunate.
Did he break it trying to make a tackle?
That's when he broke it, yeah. Yeah, that was it.
How much of those four long third down conversions when he was off the field were the result of maybe not having him on the field?
I don't know. I mean, you have other guys that are out there, and you – want them to make the play, but some of those guys that were out there may not have been out there in the secondary if he were healthy, but other players have to step up. As we all know, everybody has injuries in our league, and we're going to play games in the future now without him, so someone else will have to step up and make those plays for us.
Robinson and Antoine, is that what you're starting with?
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more, but right now it would more likely be those two, yeah.
What are your biggest concerns with what went haywire last night?
I mean, there are so many things, Dan, that didn't go right. So it's a number of things that we'll have to address, to get ready to go on the road and win a ball game. So just I don't know if there's one specific thing.
In a league with so many mood swings, how do you keep this mood from sort of lingering for a 9-day, 10-day stretch here?
If there's anything from last night, that would be it. And that's what I've been wrestling with, last night after the game and this morning as well, because it's one game, it's a tough loss, but it is only one game, and you can't allow that to carry over to other games. And because I know we can play better, and there's some things that we got to correct. But if you don't move on from that game, you're right, it can linger, and it can have negative effects on future games. So we got to, get everybody back to where they should be mentally.
Given how successful you've been with the run lately, are you surprised that hasn't opened up more things in the passing game?
Yes and no. Some of it, when you're having as much success as we've had running the football, you would expect more explosive plays sometimes. But it's not for a lack of effort. I mean, we tried a number of times yesterday to hit some plays against their defense down the field, and they did a good job. And some of it depends sometimes on the defense you're playing. And Tampa did a good job coverage-wise, and we weren't able to get as many explosive as we would have liked. We did have some explosive passes and runs as well.
Are you all limited with AJ at the nickel? I mean, does he know the entire defense? And do you feel good about if he'll be your, is he going to be your nickel?
You know, we've been working with him from the time we got him for occasions like this, because, you know, we know injuries occur. So we've been bringing him along, and we've been putting him in ball games and nickel situations, dime situations. So he'll have to be ready now. I mean, we got an extra day or so to help him, but he'll have to play and probably play a lot.
Is Marcus the dime, or do you now look at maybe Burton bringing him, you know, making him active on game day?
We'll talk about it some more over the next few days, just determine, you know, what direction we want to go.
On their last touchdown drive, there was a holding penalty. You declined to take them to 3rd and 10. Your thought process there on taking 3rd and 10 rather than 2nd and 20?
3rd and 10, the time on the clock, believing you can get off on 3rd and 10 and get the ball back to our offense. We needed the ball.
You'd mentioned earlier that you felt like there were some things that you had success with earlier that you got away from. Was sticking with the run one of those things you felt like you got away from yesterday?
Not so much got away from. More things we've done well that we're not doing as well right now. You know, earlier when we were having success on a consistent basis, we weren't turning the ball over quite like we are now. We were doing a little bit better from a field position standpoint than we are right now. And you know, our run defense, we gotta get it back on track. There's some things that we gotta get back on track that will help us be successful and play the way we're capable of playing.
Is that tackling or gap control? I mean, what's gone wrong, especially these last two games in the run defense?
It's more a combination of the two, Judd. We've had some missed tackles the last couple of weeks, and we are not as forceful in our gaps as we need to be across the board. And it's correctable, and we got to get it corrected in a hurry because we're going to play other teams that can run the ball well, even better than the two teams we just faced who ran the ball pretty well against us.
Kyle's caught two balls in the past two games, and he was, you know, sort of Ponder's security blanket when the season started. What's taken him out of the offense from a pass-catching standpoint?
You know, yesterday they did a good job matching Barber on him at times, and which was good on their part, and he did a good job of covering him in isolation situations. But sometimes it's more what we're trying to do, you know, trying to get the ball to other people and understanding what we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint, not so much what other teams are doing to take him away. But yesterday what they did made a difference, but it allowed us to get the ball to other people. We just weren't always as successful doing that.
So what can you point to in the passing game that's been the issue? Is it receivers not getting separation in the offensive line the past 3 weeks?
Well, you know, Brian, one of the things we got to do a better job of is making sure that our quarterback feels comfortable in the pocket. We do have to do a good job of running good routes and making ourselves available to the quarterback. And then when guys are there, we got to make sure that we get the football to them on time. So in the passing game, that's generally the way it is. It's not, you know, any one thing. It's a combination, and that's what we're seeing when we're looking at the tape. You know, we got to improve on what we're doing, and we're talking about some ways to do that. It's going to be hard for us to achieve our goals if we're not able to improve our passing game.
As you watch film, how right now is Christian playing? I mean, it seems like he's definitely to take a step backwards from what we're seeing. But as you watch the film and break it down, knowing how the offense is supposed to be structured and supposed to work, how's he playing right now?
You know, he's actually doing some things that you like to see. But at the same time, Judd, you know that, you know, you're working with a guy who's in his second season. There are going to be some ups and downs, and sometimes during the course of a game. And the good thing about Christian, he's shown the ability to make those corrections as we go. But we have to make sure that we're getting everybody on the offense to play up to the standard that we're asking and not make it all about the quarterback. And that's one of the things we're centered on this week in practice. I mean, there's some areas on our offense and on our team that we have to pick things up so it's not all about the quarterback.
What's the one or two things aside from Christian then that need to be worked on this coming week in practice?
We're going to work extensively on blitz pickup, because I'm sure that other people will see what happened last night and say, you know what, that's probably the blueprint. Let's put a lot of pressure, put some extra guys in the box, and make the offensive line have to adjust and the quarterback throw on the run a little bit. So we'll have to do a better job with blitz pickup. And when we have an opportunity to make some plays down the field with our receivers, we got to find a way to connect.
Does Ponder miss some opportunities these last few games to just take off and run? Do you think if pocket is collapsed, he's rolled out? he's done that fewer than he did in September.
I don't know if it's increased at all, Dan. I think there are occasions with any quarterback where they feel, you know, rushing their face, they're going to, you know, move around a little bit. And I don't think it's abnormal what has happened with him over the last few weeks. It's going to happen sometimes. And sometimes we want him to move to the left or move to the right to avoid a sack or to throw the ball out of bounds. So I don't think it's unusual at this point.
Blitz is that he's going to become a little – everybody comes down on him when he's not playing well. Are you worried that his psyche might get a little fragile?
No, I think he's – you know, he's begun to understand the nature of the business and the nature of the quarterback position. And I know when we drafted him, when Rick, myself, and the scouts all talked about the person that we would select, I mean, that was a part of, you know, ascertaining whether or not that's the guy you want to take, because there are going to be days like this, there are going to be games like this, there are going to be even sometimes seasons where you have to be resilient at that position. You have to be mentally tough, and we think he is, and he's shown that he is. So I think he can handle some of the things that are dished out. But he's going to have big days for us. We know that. He's done that, and he'll lead our team to success.
With the amount of his confidence is shaking a little bit, though. I mean, just seems a little more hesitant than, say, that San Francisco game.
I don't think so. I think, you know, when you play a good defense like we played a week ago, team that had a good plan last night, it can make you look a little bit off. But he'll grow and he'll learn and he'll continue to get better. I don't think his confidence is shaking to the point where he can't succeed at all. I think he'll bounce back from any ups and downs that he has. But we got to help him, though, Brian. We got to do some other things around him offensively that will help him be more productive.
You mentioned the amount of blitzes you guys have been receiving the past couple of games. Do you feel like that's more miscommunication with the offensive linemen, or are they just physically getting beat on their one-on-one matchups?
You know, sometimes when people are blitzing us, it's not so much because of the pass, but they want to blitz the run game as well. They're trying to get everybody in the gaps to throw out our run game, because Adrian is, you know, he's really coming along. And so it's not so much about confusing our offensive line, and I don't think they've been confused. It's just at times, you know, some people have called some good pressures at the right time, and they've had some success. But I don't think it's anything about the confusion part of it. And then when I look at the tape, I see situations where – it's clear that it's designed to stop the run, not necessarily to pressure the quarterback. So, and we do the same thing. I mean, we do the same thing at times.
Getting Adrian involved in more of a screen game, would that help take some of that pressure off?
You know, we had a nice screen set up for him last night, and we were just off just a little bit. Ended up being like a 4-yard game, but we thought we had a chance for a big play. But we do want to utilize his ability to catch the ball and run with it in screen situations.
Go ahead.
Are you looking at bringing in a corner on Monday, or would you want to bring one in this weekend and get a head start?
We may bring someone in tomorrow to work out. You know, I know Rick and George are scouring the wire and looking at names they have on the list, and we're going to talk about it this afternoon and determine when we'll bring a guy in to take a look at.
Hey, Les, with where this team is at this year, would there be any scenario at all in your mind where if Ponder did continue to struggle, you would make a change and go to Joe for a game, or, you know, take a look at somebody if Christian did continue to struggle with this offense a little bit?
Barring injury, Christian's going to be fine. You know, we have complete confidence that he's going to do a good job for us, and, you know, we'll keep working as a group to improve as a whole, but I don't foresee that situation. So, all right, thank you, guys.